From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump interviewing for candidates this Sunday to be his national security advisor after a tumultuous week in which he fired one former military leader from the strategic White House post and his first replacement choice turned the job down. He's spending the weekend at his lavish oceanfront Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. He's planning to discuss the job in person or on the phone with acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg, a retired Army General John Bolton, a former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Army General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a large-scale military operation today to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western half of Mosul. It is a battle that is expected to be prolonged and difficult to a densely packed civilian population in older, narrower streets. Humanitarian agencies are gearing up to help between 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may flee. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations, but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented.
And we will have this time opportunity, I will have opportunity to work a rollout plan, in particular to make sure that there's no one, in a sense, caught in the system of moving from overseas to our airports, which happened on the first release.
The first executive order dealing with immigration was stopped by the courts. This is VOA News. The UN Syria envoy says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum during the upcoming round of UN-led talks involving the al-Assad government and rebel representatives this week in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura said that the outcome of the conversation will essentially depend on the U.S. position. Meanwhile, White House envoy Brett McGurk said he does not think the U.S. will come in with a one-size-fits-all solution because there isn't one.
There's not some tool in the toolkit that, we're going to look a little harder and find this tool, and suddenly the situation is going to be dramatically improved, especially after 5 years of this horrific civil war. But if you look at the situation now, just trying to calm it down, there might be some opportunities simply because of the de-escalatory cycle that we've seen. But we really would have to reinforce this.
Previous efforts, which have involved indirect negotiations mediated by the UN envoy for Syria, resulted in little progress to resolve a war that began as peaceful protest against the Assad before spiraling into a multi-party conflict. Although no one has yet claimed the responsibility for the blast, Somali officials are blaming al-Shabaab militants for an attack that killed at least 30 people. Dozens others were wounded when the massive car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital Mogadishu Sunday. The attack came hours after al-Shabaab denounced Somalia's new president. A senior U.S. Republican senator urged President Trump Sunday to take action against Russia over allegations Moscow interfered in the election that brought him to power. U.S. intelligence officials have told Trump that Moscow tried to influence voters by hacking Democratic emails and trolling social media sites, but Mr. Trump has sought to downplay Russia's role in that election. Speaking to world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress needs to get involved to ensure there are consequences for the alleged hacking. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Unification Ministry spokesman made the remarks Sunday in a briefing that was held following Malaysian police's statements on the case from earlier in the day.
앞으로 최종 조사 결과가 나오겠지만 우리 정부는 동 피살자가
His final investigation results are still to be announced, but South Korean government is certain that the murdered man is Kim Jong-nam. Under various circumstances, and the government perceives North Korea was the mastermind behind the incident, considering that five suspects have North Korean nationality. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.